You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
From the campus of Shenango Forks School in Shenango Bridge, New York, it's time for football on WCDO. Good afternoon, everybody. Harry Graves here with Billy Blake. And coming up in just a very few moments, another football game involving another of our outstanding Tri-Town area teams. This afternoon, it's going to be the contest between the Unitego Spartans and the Shenango Forks Blue Devils. So there, Mr. Billy Blake. We have made it. We are here. We have a good crowd, and we're ready for football.
Oh, absolutely, and we had a great opener last night at Norwich High School with Sydney and Oneonton. We continue today with a doubleheader, in fact, but this is an absolutely gorgeous Saturday afternoon for football and a good turnout on hand for this game between Shenango Forks and Unitego.
The one thing that we have down here is we have a very fine field. We have an opportunity to honor a couple of the graduating classes, the alumni, so there's lots going on as far as the Shenango Forks fans are concerned, and right now we're having the meeting of co-captains in the center of the field. Well, the kickoff show here on WCDO is being brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Centers, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See their professional sales staff or give them a call, Sydney 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both teams the very best in this afternoon's game. We'll be back looking at the starting lineups in just a moment. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Billy Blake, back here at Shenango Forks, getting ready to go for football on a sunny Saturday afternoon. Starting offensive unit for the Blue Devils, and there's lots of blue here at Shenango Forks today. As we go across from one side of the field to the other, we have John Pettit starting at left end, and then it's going to be tackle Jack Barnett, Hunter Lubley, Zach Ford, the center, DJ Jones will be one guard, Mike Dole will be another guard, and then, or Mike Dowell probably, and then Scott Craver at the other end. The quarterback for the Blue Devils today, J.C. Sweeney, and in the backfield, Cody DiOrio, Ryan Bronson, and Isaiah Zimmer, and the kick has already been done, and it will be the Unitego Spartans on defense. We'll pick up their offense in just a moment. First snap from center is going to be J.C. Sweeney, and Sweeney goes to a man in his backfield, and we're having a good game.
Isaiah Zimmer with a good carry there. And we were talking to a few people associated with Shenango Forks before the game, Harry, and they were just talking about how deep the Shenango Forks team is with their halfbacks running the ball. That was a big key last night for Sydney, how deep they were at the running back position. We'll expect to see a lot of runs today from the Shenango Forks offensively.
Anybody who has watched Shenango Forks over the years knows that a pass will be a rare thing. Sweeney now up over center forward. He wants to hand it off this time to the first man throw. And there are going to be many hits. Let's see, coming up off the bottom of the pile. Who is that on the carry? One of those that John Cook's. Stay right in there. Ethan Cook is the man who carries it for a gain of about 6 or 7 on the play. So the Shenango Forks Blue Devils in blue. Oh, look out. The ball may have been bounced away. It was going to be carried in there by Zimmer one more time. Zimmer went down hard. It looked like he coughed up the ball. He did not. He'll get the first down as he is down across the 35 to the 34-yard line, and they'll move the chains over across the way.
And you could just tell that wasn't a fumble. No players really going after that ball. They all sort of knew his knee was down before he coughed up that ball.
So one more time, Sweeney this time going to one of the early men throws. Zimmer carrying the ball, getting down for another 5 or 6 yards as he's inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. If you remember last year, it was a Unitego Spartan team that shut out Shenango Forks, and as a result, this game has a tad more grudge factor in it maybe than normal. Here we go, second at about 4. The ball will once again be kept on the ground, and one more time, Isaiah Zimmer. He is the workhorse. He picks up another first down. He only went as far as he needed to this time. Ball will be put into play at the 22-yard line. Coming into the game, Jake Green bringing the signals in, plays in from Coach Dave Hogan. Green, one of the running backs, and we'll see a lot of backs on reserve. The ball will be kept on the ground. Isaiah Zimmer gonna grind it out again, and he'll pick up another 4, possibly 5 down inside the 20 to the 17.5.
And that is already Zimmer's 5th carry of this game, so the first drive, Shenango Forks using him early and often.
A turf field here at Shenango Forks, and it says Forks in the center, that circle that goes from the 40 to the 40. Sweeney going to go again to a man carrying the ball, and it will be this time not Zimmer. Looks like it may have been Bronson in there. And they're saying Green. Okay, Jake Green, number 5. Very interesting numbers. On the backs, they have, I'm looking across there at Bronson and seeing, what's he got below that number that just about half covers it up? Anyway, neither here nor there. The ball going to go to Zimmer, left side. He'll try to crack the line. He needed to get 5. He will not get that many. Down inside the 15, probably to around the 13. So what have they got down below the numbers on their back? A number of players have them, and I don't see what that is. And it's a basic gray, and it's some pouch of some sort. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Zimmer again. Zimmer going to be close to first down territory. That was a fourth down situation, and they say good for the first down as he gets it down to the 10.
Yeah, my only guess here would be possibly some pads sticking out of the back of the jersey, but other than that, I really couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Who was it? was it the Newark Pilots that had, or Elmira, one of those two had an ad underneath their uniforms this year. Ball kept on the ground. Going to be no gain at all as Zimmer is going to be stacked up. He'll get probably 2 yards, but he ran into a wall of white. For those of you who didn't happen to catch the game last night where we were chatting about things, I had an opportunity and have for a couple of years broadcast the Oneonta Outlaws games. Billy did the games for the Albany Dutchmen. One of the teams that we played against this year, and it was a winery at the bottom across the back of their jersey. The only one in the whole league, was it said a particular winery. Ball will be kept on the ground, no significant gain at all. These pouches here, and I'm looking to see, and I don't see any of the players here standing on the field that along the sidelines that have these. It's only those two or three running backs that obviously we want to be able to read their numbers, and the numbers are half covered up. Jake Green coming into the ball game. Some of the Forks assistants were telling us that they would be running a lot of players, and they have already. J.C. Sweeney finally gets through talking to people. He'll go to Zimmer again. Zimmer, left side of the line, will not get great running room. So he picks up a yard, gets down to perhaps the 2 yard line. That will bring up a third, and we'll call it a couple.
And this opening drive by Shenango Forks eating up a lot of clock, already halfway through the first quarter here, and Unitigo has yet to get their offensive unit out on the field.
Taylor Lindsay coming into the ball game along with Ryan Bronson. So a couple more Forks players getting play time. Bright sunshine today from the two, and it's going to go this time to Ethan Cook, and Cook finds a hole as he shot off right, and he goes in, and the score goes up to 6-0. So the Forks, deciding that they are not going to be shut out again this year, score early. That score coming at 5:48 of the opening quarter. A reminder, we have a second game today, and that will be this evening, Bainbridge-Guilford against Beaton Catholic Central. The kick will be kicked by Jack Sherwood. He is a sophomore. You can tell by the cheer of the crowd that it is through the uprights. Our score goes up to 7-0 as the Unitigo Spartans will now get their hands on the football for the first time right here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Billy Blake, here at Shenango Forks High School, the Unitigo Spartans about ready to touch the ball for the first time.
And let's take a look quickly at the Unitigo starting lineup. Their center is Jordan Mayo, the guard sophomore Ethan Barber, and senior Matt Talbot. Tackles Derek Leiner and Brady Bean. At ends are Tanner Winchester and Quinn Barnhart. The quarterback is the 6-foot senior Tyler Butler, and starting in the backfield for Unitigo, the seniors John Wingate and David Van Alstyne, and junior Kellen Comenda.
And the kick will be a short kick. They are not going to have an opportunity for anybody to get a long run back on that. It's going to be fallen on by number 16, Jack Sherwood. So Sherwood, a sophomore, downs the ball at the 32, and we are off and ready to go. First snap from center, going to be gathered in by Butler. Butler tries to get running room, cannot get any running room as he went off to Van Alstyne, and Van Alstyne actually was the man who was crunched for about a 2-yard loss. They tell me those are back plates that the running backs have, and as a result, I won't say they cover up the numbers, but they cover up the numbers. Pass by Butler, intended downfield for, it's going to be in there. Well, I was going to say number 6, but I don't have a number 6. It would help if I get the right one. All right. It was intended in there. No. It was an incomplete forward pass regardless. So the next one comes back, and whipping around is Tyler Butler. He looks for Van Alstyne. I guess it was Quinn Barnhart over on the far side that went up for that pass last time. He has number 16. I was looking for number 6. It all comes out to the same thing. So that means it will bring up a fourth and still about 12 as the Blue Devil defense really put the stick on the Unitigo Spartans.
And there was some commotion there. It looked like Shenango Forks only had 9 guys out on the field for the special teams unit, so they are forced to call a timeout here.
And we have a pause in the action. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Back here at Shenango Forks, I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And we have the Blue Devils finally coming back out onto the field. They took advantage of that timeout to come to the near sideline and make it emphatic. Now it will be a kicking situation, and the ball is going to be kicked away in there by Josh Fryerbend. He does not get a long booming kick. It's up in the midfield area, but I believe they're going to put the ball into play at about the 42-yard line, still in Spartan territory. So the Unitigo Spartans today against Shenango Forks. Next week, we'll see them also on the turf in a Saturday night contest against Seton Catholic Central. The ball kept on the ground as it is going to be that Zimmerman again, as Isaiah Zimmer plows through for a first down. He found a hole in the left side of the line and scooted through.
And even though Zimmer didn't get the touchdown on that last drive, he did a lot of the weightlifting for that drive, and a good carry to start the second drive of this game for Shenango Forks.
J.C. Sweeney sends a man in motion. He's going to hand the ball off to the man who is going to come right up the middle. Again, of course, that's going to be Zimmer. Zimmer, a junior, 5'10", 190 pounds. He'll pick up about 5 that time as the ball is down to the 26-yard line. Splitting out to the near side this time, it is going to be Nick Cannon. He does not feature in the play at all as they're going to, again, keep it on the ground, get up close to first down territory. And the workhorse is the man who comes up off the bottom of the pile. That, again, number 45, Isaiah Zimmer. Coming out of the game will be Cannon, substitute coming in. That may be where they are shifting the signs around. Jake Green comes into the ball game. Look out, Zimmer again. And Zimmer, good yardage as he found a hole, went right up the middle, picks up about 10. He'll easily have the first down as they are inside the 15 at the 13.
Yeah, and Unitigo has got to get an answer for Zimmer. And if they don't stop this running game, it's going to be a long afternoon for them. They have to find an answer. And offensively, they went three and out that first drive. They got to get something going soon.
Next play, Zimmer again. This time, punches straight up the middle for about 5. If you look at the center of that offensive line, we have 200 pounds at center, 190 and 196 in the guards, and then big tackles, 275 and 225, and they have just been opening holes for the running back so far. Sweeney up over the football. Now the ball will be pitched back. It's going to go to Ryan Bronson. Bronson way off in the right-hand corner. He has stopped short of the touchdown, but he has gotten the yeoman's length as he gets down to the 1. The officials just wave the clock to keep going. 2-3-4 is what it shows. Chenango Forks leading in this ball game in the first quarter, 7-0 over the Unitigo Spartans. Splitting way out this time, Ryan Bronson, trying to get both names crunched together. The ball will be kept on the ground and run on in, and it will be another 6 points for the Blue Devils. Catch you writing the play, huh? 13-0 is the score. It is one more time a kicking opportunity for Jack Sherman. Sherman, 16, puts the ball down and lifts it up, and it is going to be through. The score has moved to 14-0, and the Unitigo Spartans finding themselves down by 2 touchdowns here in the first quarter of this ball game on your station for sports, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves and Billy Blake back here at Chenango Forks. I'll tell you, J.C. Sweeney not only quarterbacks this team, he also is the kicker. This time another short kick. It's going to be gathered in as it only goes about 20 yards. Finally, the man who brings it in is Lucas DeJoy, as DeJoy will down it at about the 36-yard line, and the Unitigo Spartans will take over from there. Butler takes the snap, and there's almost a give and take between Butler and Van Alstyne. Van Alstyne finally, I thought, gave it back to Tyler Butler. Regardless, they only get about a yard, possibly two. It almost looked like they were just handing it back and forth to each other.
That's the one thing about the option offense. If you're not on the same page, that could spell disaster.
Butler again goes into the air, reaching back for it is his intended receiver. It looks like it was Kellen Komenda down there. He was not able to get up to it. One of the Shenango Forks defenders, Cody DiOrio, a senior, was also near the ball but had no chance of intercepting it.
And this is a big play, third down for Unitigo. They already went three and out once this afternoon. You do not want to go three and out again and give Shenango Forks the ball back with a 14-0 lead.
Lots of fans here, not only in the stands, but also in lawn chairs up on the bank. Pass from Tyler Butler downfield, and it is going to be broken up. Nobody gets close to that football. Quinn Barnett, the intended receiver.
Tyler Butler's pass is incomplete. Bring up a fourth down. Back deep for Blue Devils, number one, Cody DiOrio, and number five, Jake.
Now the officials wind it up. 1:36 showing here, and the ball will be kicked away as it's going to be boomed down, finally gathered in by number five, Jake Green. Green gathers it in at about the 35, crosses the 40 and the 45 before he is finally pushed out of bounds, very close to midfield.
Good return there by Green, dodged a couple tackles and got maybe about 10 yards on that punt return, and good field position for Shenango Forks right around midfield here.
1:25 on the clock, first period of this ball game. It's the BG Bobcats against the Seton Catholic Central Saints from Alumni Field in Binghamton. Alumni Stadium, I guess, is what they call it. On the ground, it will be J.C. Sweeney as he just whips around and puts it right into the gut of Isaiah Zimmer. No great pickup as Zimmer does get across the midfield stripe, but that's about all. We'll call it a pickup of two. Men split out to both sides this time. But again, the play will be up the middle. This time it's a quarterback keeper. Sweeney picks up the first down as he goes forward for about 20, 22, 23 yards. And then finally, the last man who had a chance to grab him reached down, got him right in the behind the knee and pulled him down.
And Sweeney was able to get that big game because they've been keying on Zimmer this whole time, and they faked the handoff to Zimmer, and Sweeney got around the corner, and he was one broken tackle away from getting in the end zone.
Cody DiOrio off on the near side. Once again, the fake goes to Zimmer, and it pulling it back in is Sweeney, and Sweeney will go to the right side, get to the line of scrimmage, and not much more. We'll give him a couple on that one as he goes down hard. Ball will be right at 25-yard line. 14 seconds. Time is running away as we are just about at the end of the quarter. They probably won't even bother to take the snap and go. 3, 2, 1. And the officials, well, they're going to let the play get started. Look out. It is going to be Zimmer again. Zimmer gets down close to first down territory. We'll see where they spot it. They may have to come in and measure it as we go to the end of the quarter, and they will be switching ends of the field. Your station for sports, bringing you a Saturday afternoon football game right here on WCDO. S-I-D-O.
September savings are here this week at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Enjoy the savings this week with fresh Western grain-fed whole boneless center-cut pork loins for just $1.89 a pound. How about locally grown bi-color super sweet corn 6 years for $1.99? Also enjoy red ripe whole sweet seedless watermelons this week for $3.99 a piece. In our frozen department, we have all of our assorted Orida French fries at a great price of 2 for $5. Stop by our grocery department for great savings with 5-pound bags of Best Yet sugar, also 2 for $5. We have assorted Best Yet canned vegetables at 2 for $1. Assorted bags of Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free. And large assorted flavors of Folgers ground coffee for $7.99 each. Have you checked out in our meat department the new Signature Series line of assorted frozen meat, vegetables, and desserts? Mix and match any of these great products such as breaded chicken patties, beef patties, crinkle cut fries, pepperoni pizza, blackberry or peach cobbler, and so many more for all the fantastic price of $4.99 each, or pick 5 of these great items and pay only $19.99 for all 5. Just another way your local BK5 Great Americans are here for you to help save you money.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves back with you at Shenango Fork. A 14-0 lead for the Fork as we go to the second quarter.
If we look at the first quarter play, it was all Shenango. Fork scored twice, once at 5:48. Ethan Cook on a 2-yard run, and then a 2:14 Isaiah Zimmer on a 1-yard plunge. A couple of kicks by Sherwood were good. It's 14-0 right now. And I believe in baptismal by fire. So, Mr. Billy Belly, do you want to go ahead and carry things through for the second half of this game?
And then the very first play of this second quarter, Isaiah Zimmer right up the middle for another touchdown run, and it is 20-0 Shenango Forks. That is Zimmer's second touchdown carry this afternoon.
So Zimmer managing to pop things in very quickly, getting going after only 6 seconds. Work off the clock.
Sherwood coming on for the extra point, but there is a flag thrown.
That means he's going to end up having to do it all over again. So right now it is a 20-0 ball game. Don't forget we have another game coming up this evening as we go down the road. It's interesting, not very far away if you go by the way the crow flies.
So they will retry the extra point now. The snap, hold, and kick is up. And Sherwood makes it, so it is a 21-0 lead for the Shenango Forks Blue Devils over the Unitego Spartans. 11:54 to go in the first half, 21-0. This is Tri-Town Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. Find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So, Mr. Billy Blake, we see the Unitego Spartans already on the field, and the Blue Devils now beginning to make their way out onto the turf and teeing up the football, getting ready to go. It will be numero 12. That is our old buddy J.C. Sweeney. Sweeney doing the quarterbacking, also doing the kicking for the Blue Devils. Is a junior, 5'11", 175 pounds, and it's all yours.
And Sweeney with a dribbler, and that ball comes down off one Unitego player, and then it was recovered by number 53. So that was Derek Liner, who got his hands on the ball quickly before some Blue Devils players got around him, so it will be first down and 10 for Unitego from their own 46-yard line.
Ethan Barber, the first man to get his hands on that football. It was just a short squib kick. He actually batted up in the air, so Liner was able to come by, take it right at the shoulder pads, and off and running.
Tyler Butler, the quarterback in shotgun. He's got Van Alstyne with him in the backfield. And here's the option. And Butler will keep it. He gets a gain of a couple yards on that play.
So we have not seen all that many carries by Butler. He gets through, picks up a couple. A breeze blowing from the right to our left. Right now it is at the back of the Unitigo Spartans.
Butler keeps it this time, fake the handoff to Van Alstyne, and Butler switches fields, run to the other side, but he is taken down. So a long run, but instead of going north to south, he did a lot of east to west there, and that's a loss on the play of a couple yards there.
So Butler, in this contest, has... I'm not looking at it necessarily as a broken play. It's just not a smooth back-and-forth handoff between Butler and Van Alstyne.
Another third and long for the Spartans offense. Butler looking to throw, and that pass is caught.
It's going to be complete
number
over there,
12.
I believe, to number 12.
John Wingate, the senior, makes the catch, and that's a first down for Unitigo. A much-needed first down at that.
That is the first down, and a good pass for Butler.
So Unitigo on the Shenango Forks side of the 50 now. First and 10 at the Forks 41-yard line.
That gain about 15 to 18 yards.
Butler fakes the Van Alstyne and keeps it himself and gets a gain of one, maybe two.
So a short gain once again. All of the play right now in the center of the field, it is so much more comforting for the Unitigo Spartans to see it there rather than inside the 10 where they found themselves a couple of times in this game already. 10 minutes showing on the clock.
Second down and 9 for the Spartans at the Blue Devils 40-yard line. Butler under center. And they go to Van Alstyne, and not much going there as the Shenango Forks defensive line holds up and keeps Van Alstyne very limited, maybe a gain of a yard.
Van Alstyne, you can almost say that one is a no gain at all. So this is the shakedown game. We can look at scrimmages all we want to, and the mistakes that are discovered in scrimmages are great to correct, but you find the real mistakes in the first game. Ooh, look out. Butler is going to scramble.
Butler in the shotgun scrambling towards the far sidelines, and he is out of bounds, but that will not be a first down. He's out of bounds near the 32-33-yard line, and he will be a couple yards short of the first down. Might have been another broken play, not sure, but Butler looked to his left and then took off running to his right, and he's short by about 3 yards for the first down.
But without a doubt, the best single run of this ball game, other than the pass. But as far as runs are concerned, this one was 8 yards. Everything else has been a matter of one or two, either positive or negative.
Unitigo will go for it on fourth down. Butler hands it off, and Unitigo signaling they have a first down, but we will...
See, it's going to be right on the chalk mark at the 30, and they do give him the go. Who ended up carrying that, Van Alstyne that time? Commenda was in motion, so it definitely wasn't him. I didn't know if Butler kept the ball or Van Alstyne actually received it again.
First down and 10 for the Spartans at the Blue Devils' 30-yard line. Butler in shotgun. Four wide receivers. Van Alstyne in the backfield. Van Alstyne gets the ball, and he is dragged down for a gain of about a yard. Not much going on in the running game right now for Unitigo.
Zach Steele, big number 33. He is a short guy, 5'9", but 195 pounds. He got a hold of Van Alstyne's jersey. And that jersey didn't rip away. It just stretched out, and he came back with a boom.
Butler in shotgun again on this second down. He's got four wide receivers. There's a throw over the middle, and that one is picked off. Intercepted at around the five-yard line. That was number 16, I believe, Jack Sherwood, who got his hands on it, and Chenango Forks takes over.
So he's thrown up one interception now, and it was costly. So Tyler Butler, looking for a receiver downfield, couldn't manage to find a man open. Sherwood had the height advantage that time and just went up and grabbed it down.
First down and 10 for the Blue Devils, deep in their own territory, inside their own five-yard line. Sweeney under center, hands off to Zimmer. And Zimmer gets about 8 or 9 yards along the far sideline.
So Zimmer gets down. It looks like one official is standing out at about the 14-yard line. Now he will put the ball down at the 13. So Zimmer, that time, manages to pick up, we'll call it 8. He has a lot of yards. You were just accumulating by the looks of this. Okay. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Ethan Cook. The play run back in from Coach Hogan.
Second and a short one. And it looks like that was Zimmer again. And he picks up the first down. He gets about to his own 20-yard line.
So Zimmer now picking up about 5. He placed the ball down at the about 18-and-a-half-yard line. They bring it right into the hash mark, so it's rather easy to say where that ball is put down. 7:02 showing on our clock, 21-0. Chenango Forks leading the Unitego Spartans.
J.C. Sweeney, the quarterback, under center. And there's a carry again for Zimmer. And he gets out to about the 27-yard line. Another strong carry for the junior Isaiah Zimmer.
Zimmer now picking up about 7. A bunch of yards. Zimmer at 60, 80, 90. He's probably zeroing in on 100. Our stats up here are definitely the unofficial stats. The people walking at the sidelines keep the official count that you may read about in the paper the next day. Man in motion.
Second and 3 for the Forks. There's a pitch to the near sidelines, and this will be a first down for the Forks. That was
Jake Green,
yep, who got the pitch from the quarterback Sweeney. And he's down at about his own 40-yard line, but not before the Devils pick up the first down.
So Jay Green that time took the pitch, came way around to what was his right end, and dove out of bounds as he was trying to make that turn and go upfield. Now a man split way out to the left side. Man
Green in motion. And they do go back to Green. Green along the far sidelines. He has some running room. He crosses midfield and is dragged down at about the 42 or 43-yard line as Chenango Forks crosses into Unitego territory.
He picks up about 18 on that play as he easily had the 10. Then he goes across the 45, got the 15, and he's finally pushed out of bounds at the 42.
Chenango Forks looks like they are just rotating halfback after halfback and keeping fresh legs out on the field.
Yep.
As they continue to wear down this Unitego defensive unit.
Ryan Bronson came in with the play that time. He is a sophomore.
Sweeney under center. He goes to Zimmer, and Zimmer loses the ball, and his teammates didn't realize it was a fumble, but I believe one of the Chenango Forks linemen has fallen on it, and indeed they did, so Chenango Forks does recover the football.
Ryan Bronson went in motion that time, and after having 2 pitch-outs to Green, everybody was looking for another pitch-out to the man coming around the back. They went in that time right up the middle. Ball got knocked loose.
Second down and 8 for the Blue Devils.
4:49 on the clock. Flag on the field.
And the officials talking it over.
So now we will have the call from the wide hat, and it's going to be against the Unitego Spartans, and they will move off 5 yards. That's going to take it back to the 36-yard line, and another gain, although not hard-earned, by the Chenango Forks Blue Devils.
Still second down for the Blue Devils at the Unitego 36-yard line.
Bronson splits way out to the right side this time.
And Sweeney fakes to Zimmer. He keeps it himself. And J.C. Sweeney right up the middle. And he is inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line.
So that one started back at about the 33. And when it ends up, it's down inside the 10. The ball right now is resting on the 5. Whether they'll leave it there or not, we do not know. 28-yard gain.
We have seen that play a couple of times today, Harry, where they fake to Zimmer, and the quarterback, Sweeney, just keeps it himself, and he's able to find tons of running room.
Sweeney came in. He wears number 12. The man who brought him down was John Wingate, also number 12.
And there is a carry towards the far sidelines. A good gain, but not quite in the end zone.
Picking up that time, it looks to me like they're going to be down to about 2. You can always give one to Zimmer anytime you are in question. Give him 3 on that one. Now it will be Bronson coming out, and coming into the ball game, senior Ethan Cook brings in the play.
Second and goal from the 2. Sweeney under center. 3 players in the backfield. And there is a touchdown for the Blue Devils, but there is a flag on the field. Jake Green with the touchdown, but there is a flag thrown. And we will see if that touchdown will be erased. And it is a holding call on the Blue Devils, so that touchdown will be taken off the scoreboard.
Jake Green, number 5, he's maybe the small man at 5'7", 150 pounds. He's the small man in that backfield. I haven't done my homework, so I don't know if he is the smallest, but he is certainly not the largest. Coming out of the ball game, Cody DiOrio over to the near side. Splitting out will be Nick Cannon.
So it's still second and goal, but from about the 11 or 12-yard line. There's Zimmer right up the middle. And Zimmer gets 4 or 5 yards on that carry up the middle. And it will be third and goal from the 6.
2 men in there on that tackle. We saw Brady Bean, one of the 2 men into tackle that time. Also Alex Wally. 2 men for the Unitego Spartans trying to bring down the ball carrier. Play will go from about the 7-yard line.
Sweeney under center. 2 receivers. Sweeney rolls to his right, throws in the end zone. Touchdown, Chenango Forks.
So that one, the first pass that we've seen in this game today. So Sweeney passes it in there to Cody DiOrio.
And it is a 27-0 Chenango Forks lead with 2:42 on the clock in the first half.
So DiOrio, number 1, making that reception about 7 yards.
And the extra point is good, and it is a 28-0 Blue Devils lead. Jack Sherwood nails another extra point.
So 28-zip is the score right now, 2:42 on the clock. Period number 2, Harry Graves and Billy Blake from Chenango Forks on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves with you from Shenango Forks High School. The Blue Devils have a 28-0 lead over the Unitigo Spartans with 2:42 remaining in the first half.
Well, they told us that it was going to be a lot of running and an occasional pass to keep it interesting. That's exactly what it is, as we've seen a lot of running, and the very first pass, just moments ago, a touchdown pass.
So the Blue Devils kick it off, and it's a squib kick, and the ball is finally recovered, and Unitigo will start this drive from about their own 43-yard line.
So the man with the ball that time was going to be number 12. That is Wingate. He is the man who managed to get it, even though it was a very short kick. He gathered it in, and he rumbles forward.
So Tyler Butler and company back on the field as they'd like to get some points on the board. Down 28-0. Butler in shotgun with four wide receivers. Van Alstyne in the backfield. And Van Alstyne up the middle. This is a good carry for him. That's a 7-yard gain. He gets to around midfield. It will be second down and three.
Van Alstyne gets very close to the 50-yard line. That was about 48 and three quarters, I think, the way there. It's also going to be about a 7-yard gain.
Butler under center. Van Alstyne in the backfield. They pitch it to him. And he comes along the near sidelines here. He breaks one tackle.
He gets
and then he's
the first dragged down. He gets the first down as he gets to the 45.
Van Alstyne, 5'6", 120. So he's not the biggest running back that we've seen, but he's got good speed, and he's going to have to use that throughout the remainder of this game to get the Spartans back in it.
We saw Van Alstyne last year. Same thing. Butler going to try to throw.
Butler with the throw. That pass falls incomplete. Unitigo looking for a pass interference, but no flag thrown. And it will be second down and 10.
I believe Kellen Komenda was the intended receiver that time. Komenda Jr., 6 feet tall, a good target. Plays in the backfield most of the time.
Butler under center, three receivers to the left, and Butler rolls to his right, and he slips and loses his footing, and he falls to a knee. So a loss on that play of 4 or 5 yards as Butler just simply lost his footing on the turf.
You know what it is? It's that blue forks out there. It's more slippery than the green.
Third.
Sort of a script that the Forks is written in the center of the field.
A long third down for the Spartans. Butler drops back and throws along over the middle. That one is complete.
Komenda picking it, but no gain on the play as Komenda was right about at midfield when he received it and was hit hard.
So there's less than a minute to go in the half. 28-0, Shenango Forks leads. And Unitigo with the ball, but they have fourth down in forever.
The ball right on the paint at the 50-yard line.
It's about 4th and 16 as Unitigo will have to get to the Shenango Forks 34-yard line to get the first down.
Jack Barnett, one of those interior linemen, he wears number 77, just looking at the Unitigo Spartans. And now we are going to be having timeout called by Unitigo. So there's a pause in the action, and we'll cut away and do some business right here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Mike and Kathy Butler, along with the Butler Auto Sales family, wish all their customers a safe and happy Labor Day weekend. They've given their employees the full weekend off and will be closed through Monday so they can enjoy time with their families. Butler Auto Sales also wishes the best of luck to all Tri-County area high school sports teams as they begin the new season. Butler Auto Sales will reopen Tuesday with their incredible selection, low prices, and special savings with the SFCU OMG Auto Loan Sale. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See their complete selection at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Philly Blake and Harry Graves back with you at Shenango Forks High School. A 28-0 lead for the Blue Devils over the Unitigo Spartans. Unitigo let the majority of the play clock run down, and then they called a timeout with 25 seconds to go in the first half.
I'm smiling to myself because I was waiting to hear we have some jingles to play, and every once in a while I'm waiting to listen for them, and I didn't hear it that time. So as a result, I'm asleep at the switch. Good pickup, my man. 25 seconds. This is one of those days when we have that perfect blue sky. We don't have the color of the leaves in the hills yet.
So the Spartans do punt, and this is a good one. That's rolling down inside the 10, and we'll be downed right at the one-yard line.
Very quick thinking there on the part of the Unitigo Spartans. It was number 12 in there, that's Wingate, who was watching that ball and hovering over it. And when he saw it getting toward the end zone, he says, oh, I better touch it now or they're going to bring it out to the 20. He touched it at the 1.
So it will be first and 10 for the Forks from their own one-yard line, 15 seconds on the clock.
You've heard of that historic 99-yard run?
Absolutely.
Don't hold your breath.
But the Blue Devils don't need it with a 28-point lead. Sweeney with 3 in the backfield. And Sweeney just runs up the middle himself, and he has a good gain right up the middle to about his own 15-yard line. So a 14-yard gain up the middle, and that could very well do it for the first half.
Now, their clock has stopped with about 8 seconds while they move the chains. It still may be the last play, but the clock had to stop while they went ahead and moved the chains.
So that does it for the first half from Shenango Forks High School. It is the Shenango Forks Blue Devils 28 and the Unitigo Spartans nothing. We'll be back here on your Tri-Town area for sports, WCDO.